Hey guys, I'm super excited because today I am here with two of my favorite people in the whole entire world. But first, we gotta cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, guys, I'm so excited because today I have here with me two people who are working very hard and not having fun at all. Just kidding. We have none other than my personal assistant, Kelly Ann.
Hello.
And Stephanie Bell, my lead social media strategist. What's up? She's also my sister, which is pretty fun. Yep. What's it like, you guys? So we've all known each other. Obviously, Steph and I have known each other for, like, life because we're sisters. But Kelly Ann and Stephanie and I have known each other for 11 years.
I think so. Yeah.
So crazy.
A decade.
And I think one of my favorite parts about, like, all of us working together is that it feels like we're paid to kind of hang out with friends. Mm-hmm, obviously, yeah. There's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what you guys do.
Oh, this is Kellyanne. I make sure that Rachel shows up to everything, that she responds to everything. That's like, it's essentially.
It's pretty much it, but right. That sounds so simple.
Yeah.
It's a lot more than people think, isn't it? Okay, so I remember it was like, what, a year and a half ago that you were like, I want you to hire me. And Steph was like, Kellyanne keeps texting me and saying, I want a job. Yeah. And I don't think you had any idea what that meant at that time. Mm-mm, I didn't either, yeah. To be totally honest.
You were like, I just want her on the team. I don't know what, but I just want her.
And then I realized, like, I needed a personal assistant. We were like, let's try it. What was, like, the biggest surprise for you when you jumped in? pressure or
take
anything.
Take me a second to think about when I first jumped in, but, like, now, over the past few months, I would say one of the biggest realizations and, like, surprises is how much, like, making money, like, how much it costs to make money, like, truthfully, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, that was just, like, all the ads, but it all makes sense. Like, all the math is there. You put $2 in and you'll get $4 back, but, like,
that means 50% of your money goes towards ads.
Right.
Do you think that the day that it kind of clicked for you was the day I shared with you guys how much it would cost to grow by 1,000 students?
Yeah.
Like, how much upfront ad spend that would take?
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mind-blowing. And then what were we talking about the other day where I was like, oh, it only costs this much, but we were like, wow, that's intense. I don't remember what it was, but it was something that was like, oh, I remember. It was a mastermind that I really want to be a part of, and it was $5,000 a month, and you're like, it costs so much money to make money.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Steph, so you obviously, you came in on the team when you were 19?
19,
I think so. 20? Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And so you don't have a formal degree, which is not a requirement for working with me, obviously. But you've learned a lot. And I know that you've had a hard time explaining to other people exactly what you do, but you have, like, a magical skill. Let me tell you. So if you're listening to this podcast episode, Stephanie has made several clients' content actually go viral. And I'm not just talking, like, a little bit viral. Like, people always go, oh my gosh, it's viral. And it's like 30,000 reached. That's not viral. Viral is 10 million reached in a week's time, ideally organically, or mostly organically. Mm-hmm. And you've done it.
Yeah.
And you've had a hard time articulating how you do it. It's tough, isn't it?
Definitely tough. I mean, I've always said, like being a millennial or whatever, Gen Y or Gen Z, whatever I actually am. I say I'm a millennial, but I'm not. You know, we've grown up on the internet, and, like, I feel like that's almost the natural touch that I, you know, that I've I've like literally been raised on the internet. You know, like I see and like I notice what is working and performing for other businesses without even realizing that I'm paying attention to that. You know, I've like been raised around businesses and Facebook ads that are just doing good, and that's like what I've just picked up on without even knowing that I'm picking up on it.
You know it when you see it, right?
Yep.
And I feel like most Gen Y recognizes it. They're like, oh, this is embarrassing.
Right.
When bad campaigns are being run.
And I would say like the biggest part of it is literally just like being conversational. You know, like that's the big thing with my clients is I try to like pick up their voice. But the biggest key is like picking up their voice in like a conversation tone. Like when it's too forced or too like old fashioned or strict to the book marketing, it just doesn't hit home with, you know, the audiences like you think it would. It's really just about being like, you're talking to a friend, like you always say. You know, it's very interactive.
Yeah, and I've shared this before. I don't know if I've shared it on the podcast, but a lot of people are like, wait, what do I post on social media? And I'm like, okay, it's really not that hard, but it is if you're not used to it.
Yep.
Imagine, like, you're at a dinner party with a bunch of your friends, and everyone's talking, and conversation's flowing, and you're laughing, and all of a sudden, one guy named Larry stands up at the table and is like, I have candles! They're 25% off! You'd be like, let's not invite Larry to the party anymore. That's really awkward. But the reality is, like, social media is just basically like a dinner party, and the conversation kind of almost has to flow. You want people to almost ask, wait, so what is it that you do again?
Mm-hmm.
And then you capture their interest. Wouldn't you say that's pretty true?
Yeah.
So don't be like Larry.
No.
Okay, so what has been some of, like, the highlights? Because, let's see, Kellyanne, I remember I hired you, and I was so nervous to hire you. I was like, I'm just going to message her because it's awkward to talk about it on the phone.
Yeah.
And I sent you a message and offered you the job. And then literally, I think one of the first questions I asked you was, but one question I have is, do you have your passport?
Yep. I think that actually was probably the first one.
Which probably was like, you were wondering, what does that mean? Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
But what has been like the highlight or the high? Maybe you've had a couple experiences of working, not for me, but because it's not about me, it's about the team, working with and on the team.
Probably one of the biggest highs for me is being able to be fully present with my family and, like, my friends, like, when I absolutely need to be.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, I can draw lines and boundaries, be like, okay, like, I'm sorry, I need to work or whatever, you know? But that with things that really matter, when someone's in the hospital, when, you know, when life happens, that I know that it's, like, okay to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to, you know, like, really, like, put in on a timesheet, okay, you know, or, like, call in and be like, can someone cover my shift, you know? Like, it's just, like, it is freedom, you know, and that's definitely the biggest high for me.
It's like being an entrepreneur, even though, like, we work for, you know, a company. It's like we have the freedom of being our own boss, you know, and, like, we know what work needs to be done. We get it done, and, yeah, it's really a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, like, we rely so much on working with A players, because one of the biggest things is because we have so many clients and students, and there's so many moving pieces in a business, in any business that's grown a lot. If someone throws the ball, we need to make sure it's being caught. And that's one of the things that we all do. We overly communicate to make sure that all of the balls are being caught. And if someone's out, everyone else knows that we come together, like, tighter to make sure that we don't drop it, which is pretty powerful. I was going to ask you, like, so you've had other jobs. This is definitely different. I mean, literally a couple minutes ago, we're listening to music and I'm, like, dancing in my office while I'm prepping an email. But what's been some of, like, your favorite parts of this being totally different?
I would say just, like, the opportunities we've had. You know, like, just in the past year, I've went on, you know, 3, like, trips, you know, for work. We went to Boise, we went to FHL, and then we also did SMU Live. You know, and just, like, the people that I got to meet.
Oh, you forgot, not for work, but you forgot Orange County.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to work from the beach in Orange County. Yeah. Yep. No, but it's cool because I actually started going to school for marketing. Crazy. And I ended up, you know, taking this job instead. But it's crazy because, like, I'm literally learning hands-on how to market and, like, what's actually relevant. And I'm learning in, like, a way that's way more dynamic than a textbook could ever be. Like, I'm literally in the business and working on it. And just, like, learning from all the different people that I've met throughout the year and a half, you know? But, yeah, I've, like, learned so much more than I would have ever learned in school.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. Yeah, and I'm so glad I didn't spend another, what, $60,000 to finish my degree. Well, that's kind of sad if you think about it.
I know.
I'm actually really sad. Moving on. So Kellyanne, share more.
When we talk about how much money it costs to make money, like, it's shocking, but also it's like, but technically, like, we should be used to that because we're told our whole lives, spend $180,000 on school to get a good job to pay off that school.
Yeah.
And not see anything for, you know, not see a return for 6 years.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so it's, like, shocking, but also, like, is it, though? Is it really?
That's a really good point. Okay, Kellyanne, what about you? What are some of your favorite things?
Yeah, kind of to go off of what Steph said, like, actually learning what it takes to run a business. And one of my favorite things that I've come to realize is that, you know, you don't have to change the world by actually, like, being present at everything all the time. Sometimes, like, a lot of places just, like, need support. Mm-hmm. And, learning how to actually, like, call a nonprofit or an organization and be like, hey, like, I checked out your social media and, like, let me give you this strategy. Let me, like, help you reach more people. Like, mm-hmm. that's so impactful. That's mm-hmm. actually giving them, like, real life strategy to make an impact for those people who all are called to be present with them. Mm-hmm. And
it's like helping the world, not firsthand, but secondhand. It's like not less effective, you know, because you can actually help more people when you're equipping others to change the world.
I love that. It's kind of like that old quote or proverb, if you teach a man to fish, he'll never go hungry again.
Right.
And that's so true. I mean, I think about, like, in the future, I want to start nonprofits, but I know that first we have to build a solid foundation mm-hmm. of business and have a track record of building solid foundations for businesses, you know? Okay, so one question I have, and I know people ask this actually kind of a lot, so I feel like I'm going to ask you guys because you guys can give an honest feedback on this, and if you don't give the right feedback, you're fired. I'm just kidding. Okay, so people always ask, like, is Rachel really goofy or serious?
Oh my gosh.
People ask this all the time.
Do. Yeah. No, that's all real. That's, like, all real.
I don't even feel like they see it all. But
she's crazy. Right. She's crazy. But it works because we're all crazy. Literally crazy.
You have to be crazy in this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love being super goofy in between, like, placing a client campaign because mm-hmm. it helps me to, like, reset my brain. You know how, like, professional food tasters, they'll have, like, mint sorbet in between courses to refresh their palate? That's how I feel with, like, silly stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, okay, now let's laugh a bunch and refresh our palate before we move on to the next campaign.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's all I got. What are you most excited about for over the next year? Because there's a lot of crazy stuff that's going to happen.
Ooh, over the next year, I don't know, but over the next month, I'm excited for SMU Live. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that. Get to see the people that I saw last year and meet new people. It's just in a few weeks.
I know. So crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
I'm probably most excited for, I don't know, maybe not the next year, but just over the course of working with you is the ripple effect that I hope that, like, you'll have through me, that I'll have through, you know, my friends and family, that mm-hmm. they'll learn how to find freedom too, you know, mm-hmm. like, just that, like, mm-hmm. true ripple effect of how we live our lives will impact how they live their lives.
Yeah. That's so crazy, because you haven't even read this yet, but I just wrote chapter 2 of my book last night.
Yeah.
And I talk about that.
Shut up.
Wow.
I'm serious. I talk about how the moment you discover you can create freedom, mm-hmm. yep. you feel obligated to everyone around you yep. to help them create it. but first you have to create your own freedom. So crazy. You'll get to read it soon. You can buy it when it comes out.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. This is just a real day here over in the office, having so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I just thought I'd let you guys be a fly on the wall. So I'll see you later.
Bye.